Yeah, I've got a difficulty I'm working with because I'm working with people on the streets. I'm working with people within the church. I'm working with people everywhere. And I'm trying to figure out, how do you really start bringing them together to build a community, just to where you even know each other so you can go out and reach the lost? You know, and I'm in New England, and that's not exactly the friendliest place in the United States. You know, I deal with a lot of good people, and I deal with a lot of jerks on a regular basis. And I'm trying to work in that atmosphere. And it's not very easy. I mean, I've been training a guy for 13 months, and he told me straight up, I hate people, and he wants to go into ministry. He said, I just don't like people.
Ryan, 10 words or less, what did you ask? I mean, there was a lot of stuff. Say it very pointed.
How do you build community?
How do you develop unity?
Is that what you were asking?
How do you build a community?
How do you develop community?
Yeah, probably plant a church. You try to bring that into the existing church, it's almost impossible. I remember when I first started Memphis Serving Ministry, I wanted to go work with an African-American church, and the brother there that I worked with, I preached and taught for a while, and this was a lower middle-class African-American church, and I wanted to be enculturated into black culture because that's where I would be working. And I met with him, and he said, you don't want to work here. He said, we cannot handle these people now. They just escaped poverty, and they can't handle the burden. You need to understand that not all congregations are ready for that. So you really have to assess if that's what the mission of that church is. To me, Ryan, it sounds like you've got a call that is beyond what possibly that church is ready to do. And your job description does not fit what God is calling you to do. And I guess as a mentor and have worked with many guys just like you, I'd say you need to go where God's calling you to do the type of ministry he's calling you to, because it may not be where you are. And that says nothing about how good a church that is. It may just be not a match. Because you've got a lot of things in your heart and your desires that may be too far forward thinking or just beyond the scope of the range of that church. Not saying that they couldn't get there. You just may not be the guy. It may be wants you somewhere else. I don't know that. But to bring that unity into a church that's not friendly or doesn't want it, I think I'll let our conflict management guy speak to that.
Yeah.
That's a mentor talking, okay?
Whenever I hear the language of limitation and the power of words not used, but it's power, they won't let me, I can't,
yeah.
The environment, then I think either there's an avoidance of personal growth and responsibility, or you are in a misfit connection. And so I think it's wise to start with you being community. Don't tell others they need to be community. You are that community, and all you need is one other person, and it's a matter of your interpersonal relationship competency to develop that. That grows, and it grows organically. And that's what they are responding to or ought to. You don't have to respond to them. They have to respond to you. If that's not happening, if that's not going to happen, then you may need to consider another context.
When I arrived at our campus ministry, there were 6 students involved, and 3 of them were not interested in the mission. So we had 3. And I struggled for a year trying to figure out how to grow something that didn't appear. If you could put all the water in the world on it, it wouldn't grow. Finally, I got wisdom from someone else, and he said, go baptize somebody. And I did. So then all of a sudden, I had 4. And then I baptized 2 of his friends. And before you knew it, we had community because we went out and found them and created it. So that's my answer. Nobody can stop you. I told this to one other campus minister that asked me this similar question. No one can stop you. I don't care how conservative that church is. No one can stop you from you personally going out and accomplishing the mission God gave you. No one can stop you from doing that.
You know, I find a lot of ministers who complain because the elders won't give them permission to do what they think they need to do, but they shouldn't be asking permission in the first place.
Well, come on.
A lot of people ask for permission and then complain because the permission isn't granted. And it's a matter of being adult and assuming that, you know, you've got a path to pursue. You're not going to be belligerent. You're not going to be inflammatory or escalate things. But at the same time, you don't need permission to go baptize somebody, to reach out and evangelize. You need nobody's permission to do that. Nobody's stopping anybody from doing that except oneself.
Amen.
And the loudest amen from the audience came from an elder.
Amen. Of course, my preacher's holding me to the fact that he can do things without asking questions.